We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Woo-hoo! Mix 94.1.
Good morning! 5:30, and this is the pre-show. Welcome, everyone. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you for checking in by calling and texting and tweeting. You can do that at 702-364-9400 or at Mercedes in the AM on Twitter. We have Marcus checking in this morning. So is Deborah and Miss Kit Kat and Melissa and Francis and Sandel and Rick, Diana, Sarah, all listening. Listo is listening. Joyce, Lance, Leanna, Maria, David, Kevin is up this morning. So is Annabelle. Looks like we have Mike, Melodies, Dorothy, Stephen, all listening. So thank you for that. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. It was a quick week for a lot of people, three-day weekend. So here we are. It's Friday already. Feels like it should be Thursday.
I am all turned around with my days. Really am all turned around. But here we are at the weekend. We made it through the week. Do you have anything exciting going on this weekend? Anything exciting tonight happening?
I'm going out with my husband tonight. We're going out to a dinner thing tonight. And then for the rest of the weekend, I was supposed to do this. I was supposed to talk at my daughter's like DECA thing tomorrow.
Oh, you mentioned that earlier, yeah.
But it got canceled, so now I don't have that tomorrow. I'm, I was kind of bummed, but I guess something happened. They had to cancel it, and they're going to reschedule it for another time. So I did have that. Now that's not happening, and then pretty much that's it for me. I don't think I have anything else going on. How about you?
Is that, just going back to your weekend, though, that's kind of a nice feeling, though, when you have something going on, something planned you got to go do, and all of a sudden it's canceled. You're like, wait, so now I have nothing going on
right
now.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed because I usually go spin on Saturday mornings, but it was Saturday morning, so I didn't book a bike. And then when I found out it was canceled yesterday, I'm like, I'll book a bike. And the class is waitlisted. And I was like, so now what do I do? So I was all mad at my daughter yesterday. I'm like, well, now it's waitlisted and we can't get in. And so I put myself on the waitlist. So maybe there still is a chance on that one.
How difficult is spin on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I think it depends on the shape you're in when you start.
All right.
But just, I put it up there at like an 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's in a good way. The nice thing about spin is you can tailor it to you. If it's too easy, you turn up the resistance on that bike and it gets hard real fast. If it's too hard, you turn it down. You sit in the seat. A lot of times you're up out of the seat and doing things, but it's for any level. Like my husband went a few weeks ago with us on vacation, and I could tell like some of the parts were a little difficult. So he just sat in the seat and he pedaled as hard as he could, and it was great. So it just depends.
My wife volunteered me for this charity event coming up. It's in April. And she asked me about the group and doing some charity work. And she said, would you be able to host the thing? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Tell him yes. And so she told him yes. And then I saw the organizers over the weekend. I said, I'm super looking forward to the event. Like, what are the dates again? And she mentions it's a Thursday, Friday. I'm like, oh, it's a two-day event.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
That's interesting. And she's like, yeah, well, just, you know, it'll be a lot of spin and stuff going on, obviously. I'm like, oh, yeah, obviously. I'm like, spin going on? It's a charity spin event.
Oh boy!
That my wife volunteered, and I'm all behind the organization. But she didn't tell me what it was. She's like, hey, would you be available these dates? I'm like, sure. Thing is, just a regular kind of hosting thing. It's a charity spin event, 2-day event.
But if you're hosting it, you probably don't have to ride. Right?
I think they want me riding. They want me on it.
Like, is it a 24-hour thing?
I gotta find out. She just kind of threw some times by. I'm like, perfect. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, I've never done spin before.
That I think your out is, if you want me to host, I probably shouldn't spin because then you won't be able to hear me. I think you can get out of that pretty easily, but you could easily sign up for some classes, and like if it's in April, you have plenty of time to get ready for that.
Do you wear special shoes and everything?
Yeah, I have shoes, but you can rent them at this place. I have my own that I use, but If it's just, if you're going to do it just two times, I would recommend just renting them.
Because you're locking your feet into the actual bicycles
when
you've got,
there's
okay,
no,
all right.
There's no pedals. Like, you have to lock your shoe in. Otherwise, your feet are just going to flail all over the place. It would not be a good thing.
I can't go in with my boots. I'm riding a bike.
Yeah. So, well, good luck with that. Let me know if you need a recommendation on a place to practice before
I want to maybe get
it.
A couple just sessions just in case I do
it's
jump
the
on the bike
idea.
Yeah, just to get a feel for what's going on in case I do have to jump on there for just a little bit, just because I've had some spin experience under my belt.
But you're very much in shape and you're very athletic, so I'm sure you'll be just fine on that one.
Yeah, we'll find out come April.
All right, well, let's start the show. It is Friday, it is 5:35, and time for the pre-show. You pick them, you guys get to pick the first song of the show.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right. Before I tell you the thing that is trending, because that would give away the big announcement, we are going to tell you about the newest Las Vegas residency. What's trending this morning? It is the Jonas Brothers.
What a man got to do. What a man got to do. To be totally.
On the heels of releasing this single, What a Man Gotta Do, the Jonas Brothers have announced their Las Vegas residency at the Park Theater at the Park MGM. Now, here's the deal. Beginning Wednesday, April 1st, that's when it all starts. It runs through April 18th, and the group, they are super excited about it. I think this is what they were teasing about, something special on the Grammys this weekend. They're going to be performing on Sunday. They say they have a very special performance lineup. I think this residency announcement is part of it. But Jonas Brothers in Vegas, it is happening. And guess what? We have tickets to give away this morning. Make sure you're listening in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll have a pair of tickets to the brand new Vegas residency for the Jonas Brothers when you hear a Jonas Brothers song in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. So make sure you're listening for that.
Yeah, big announcement. We kind of heard some rumblings about this about a week ago or so. So we've kind of kept it under wraps and everything. But as soon as we heard it, we couldn't believe it when they told us what was going down.
I thought they were messing with us. I'm like, no, they're not going to do a residency. And they're like, oh, yes, they are. So that's really cool. Tickets, the pre-sales, they start next Wednesday at 10 a.m. And then the regular on sale is Friday at 10 a.m. So
I love the fact that you have your chance to get the first pair of tickets. We have them. We're giving away this morning, the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah, make sure you're listening for a Jonas Brothers song and be caller 20 when you hear it and you could win. So that is very cool. Very exciting news this morning to kick off Friday. Also trending this morning is commute. Now, this is not a good sign when you're stressed out before you get to work every day. But according to a new survey, 1/3 of people say that their commute is so tough that they get stressed out before work even starts. The survey also found that the average person spends about 5 full days every year commuting. That's based on a total commute time of 29 minutes a day. Now, 29 minutes a day, I think that sounds about average for Vegas in rush hour traffic. Because I think without traffic, you're about 20 minutes from anywhere in town. But with traffic, I could see it being about 29 minutes a day. Now, 76% of people say that they worry about being late to work, and more than a quarter of people say their boss is not sympathetic if they're late because of car troubles.
I always thought we had bad traffic in Las Vegas. Then I went to Washington, D.C., and had the traffic out there in D.C., and that was just horrific.
Yeah, not good.
Oh, my gosh. It would take like hours to get places. It was just nuts. But the problem was my mindset was always on Vegas time, thinking everything is 20 minutes away.
Yeah, that's where things get a little sketchy because, yeah, you go to L.A. traffic and on a map, it looks like it's 10 minutes away. But then you go get in it and it's a totally different story.
This one of our main boss moved here from L.A. and he moved out to the lakes. Las Vegas. And we're talking about, there's that drive, though. You're going to not mind that drive every day? And he's like, that is, compared to L.A., he's like, that is nothing.
Yeah, he's like, I like the drive. That's nice. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's so far. Wow.
I know.
So that is trending this morning. Julianne Hough is trending this morning. Now, the Dancing with the Stars alum received a bizarre physical therapy treatment that has the whole world talking. We'll post the video on our Facebook page. You got to check it out, Mercedes in the Morning. It happened at the Davos World Economic Forum, and Dr. John Amirai, who's a holistic health guru, he showed the audience how to release waves of stored emotion through movement. Now, when I watched this, it looked a lot like a Reiki session to me. I don't know how he themed it up, if it was something different, but the result definitely caught viewers off guard. He floats his hands above her body, and she starts moving her body in this like wave-like motion, and then she's contorting in all these different positions and screaming. You have to see the video, but here's some of the audio from it.
Freedom. Expression of emotion may happen when the system moves, when energy that was stored or bound up in the muscles begins to dissipate. Most people wouldn't make that sound.
She was like in some sort of a trance, and people are likening it to an exorcism. So, he explained that's the body's way of releasing the negative energy inside of her. And when asked about it, she said she feels so much better and so much more liberated after that. So check it out. And then also trending this morning is Doomsday Clock. The Doomsday Clock has moved to 100 seconds to midnight. What does that mean? This is the closest symbolic point to apocalypse since 1953. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists says this indicates that the likeliness of a human-caused apocalypse has increased since last year. So have a great Friday.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1109.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday. It is 6 o'clock. Looking forward to the weekend. Coming off of that big announcement this morning, Jonas Brothers, new Las Vegas residency. I'm so excited about this. Can I just tell you, like, that has made my day. I cannot wait.
You saw them when they were here in concert, did you not?
Yes.
How was it? How was the show?
They're so good. They're so good. I don't know. I love them. I love following them on TikTok. I know I'm not 12, but I do. And I love, they do a lot of live Instagram lives and they conference themselves with viewers, and it's hilarious when they put someone live on there. And yeah, they're good guys. I like them a lot. So I think this is going to be a really cool residency.
I'll be listening to the 7 o'clock hour when we play a Jonas Brothers song. Just be caller 20 and you'll be the first person to get tickets to their brand new residency.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to miss that. How are you doing this morning? How was your night?
I am good. I was telling you off the air that there was a situation with Jax, my larger dog. He's an Australian cattle dog, and got home from work and noticed there's a little vomit in the cage. Like, and from time to time he'll get a little sick, he eat something outside, who knows. So we didn't pay much attention to it. Took him out, he did his business, ate lunch, life was great. And then I go back inside just to clean things up, and that's when I noticed there's more going on inside that cage. And as I get closer, I realize what it is. And this is, I told you, this is pretty nasty. This is straight up nasty. He had gotten into my wife's feminine hygiene products.
Yikes.
Nine of them.
I'm concerned about her, what she goes through her month. that sounds like, I don't know how long they've been there, but knowing you, and you guys are very clean people, they probably take out the trash on a regular basis. I'm concerned that things are so active.
This was over a course of 3 days, over a weekend.
Okay. Well, then that's probably
Saturday morning until my wife left town on Tuesday morning.
Then that's probably, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, no, it wasn't like in one afternoon.
Like, I was like, wow, she's she should get into the doctor.
Yeah, no, because my wife was at it. So my wife left town on Tuesday morning, and that's when I went upstairs and realized the chaos that had happened. And so where we've been from, yeah, it was a collection from Saturday morning until, Tuesday. Too much information there. But he's fine. Everything's great. But I saw that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, dude. Like, why did you do that?
Yeah, dogs, and they, their sense of smell, it's just, that's what they do.
They're dogs. But then, like, looking back, so this probably, he probably did this either, probably did this Tuesday morning. He was, like, had no indication of slowing down. He was eating. He was doing his business. We went for a couple runs, playing, like, all that in his stomach the entire time. And not once did it slow him down, which even blew my mind even more.
That would concern me just with, you know, cloggage and
yes.
stuff, you know, that's, but dogs, yeah, they're just notorious for doing that, you know?
This is now the second time he's done this. The first time he did it, it was 10 of them. We realized what happened, immediately went to the vet and they induced vomiting. Everything was fine. And so this time when my wife got home last night, I told her what was going on. I'm like, and she's like, you know, it sounds probably about, she's like, I think I got them all out. I think he's good to go. Just,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe it's time to take the trash out every day as opposed to just once every 3 days.
Yeah. That's the other thing too, is it, she keeps it under a cabinet. She can't even get to it.
Wow.
And so I told her, I'm like, you got to be more careful. You left the cabinet door open. She's like, I did not. I'm like, Jax might be able to push a door open, but there's no way he can open a cabinet door.
No. That's weird. Wow. So he's okay then?
Yeah, everything's fine, but it was just quite the surprise coming home from work.
Yeah,
like, what did you
I
do,
bet.
Dude?
That's,
oh, my gosh.
That's not something fun that you want to come home to.
How was your Thursday night?
It was good. I started that show last night, The Circle, on Netflix, and I know what you mean, Steph, about, like, at first I'm like, I don't know about this. But then something clicks and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. Now I have to keep watching this.
How far into the show were you when you said that?
I think when they started chatting, maybe when they started making assumptions about each other, that's when I started to think this is getting good. And then the I only watched the first episode, but it ends with something that I was like, oh no, like, and I know you know what I'm talking about, so I'm really excited to start the second episode. It's really good, and it's all about social media and how you are presenting yourself to other people and the snap judgments they make about you based on the photos you post, what you say. It's a really interesting social experiment. I was actually very fascinated by it, so that's going to be my new thing this weekend. I'm probably going to binge that show. And if anyone else is watching it, like, reach out, because I'm curious as to what you think and who your favorites are. Did you have a favorite on there?
Chris,
okay.
Chris is the one that's kind of extra and wears,
yeah,
like, the blazer
He's
jacket.
Great. He's
yes.
great. I like him.
I hope Chris wins.
I like Shuby.
Shuby is cool.
I like Shuby.
James loves Shuby. My husband's like, I am Shuby Team Shuby.
He's great.
Yeah. Is it a reality show?
It's a reality show.
But it's Netflix, right? So it's already done. It's already in the can. It's already filmed.
I didn't look. Is the whole season on there? It's not. Yeah,
yes.
That's how Netflix does it.
Yes.
Hulu's different. Yeah. So I guess it's all on there.
And 30-minute episodes, 60 minutes?
This first episode was like an hour-long episode. Are they all hours?
I believe they're all hour episodes, yes.
Yeah.
That's good going into the weekend with a new show.
Oh, it's so good.
That's a great thing.
It is really good. I liked it a lot.
In case you're just joining us right now, we just announced it last hour. Jonas Brothers, brand new residency at the Park Theater at Park MGM. We have your tickets in the 7 o'clock hour. Be listening for a Jonas Brothers song. When you hear it, be caller 20. You get those tickets. Speaking of tickets, 8 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets to go see Bon Jovi. Those tickets go on sale today. We have yours at 8:25. And then coming up here in the dirt, Amy Schumer, she has a very, very unique living situation. Let's see how many of you could deal with what she has going on. Details coming up in 7 minutes. That's Lizzo. This is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. And coming up here in just about 5 minutes, tickets for you, a 4-pack of tickets to Trolls Live. The 2020 tour is coming to the Orleans Arena, and we've got your tickets.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Non-traditional living arrangements are more common than ever, it seems. What does everyone think of Amy Schumer's living situation? She lives with her husband, their new baby boy, and an ex-boyfriend.
That's an interesting one I had not heard of before.
Here is the backstory on this one. His name is Kyle Dunnigan. He's a comedian and actor who also used to write for Amy's show. He moved in about a month and a half ago to help Amy develop her new Hulu series. And he says, quote, her apartment is beautiful. If you saw it, you would stay as well. Now, surprisingly, it's totally cool with Amy's husband's, her husband, Chris. Kyle says, quote, we bro out. We play chess. And all the food is really good and free. Chris is a chef.
Ah, sounds like he's kind of one of those guys that has overstayed his welcome, mooching food and stuff. I don't know.
Would you want an ex to live in your home?
No, definitely not. Would you?
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
Like, who would?
I couldn't imagine that situation.
Yeah, there's no way.
The Hollywood Reporter says that there's a new movie in the works, which is based on the Broadway musical Mean Girls, which itself is based on the movie Mean Girls. So Tina Fey wrote the original movie, and she's also going to write the new one. Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams starred in the original. No word if they'll be back for the next one. Obviously, they can't play high school kids, but maybe play moms or someone else in the movie. But it's interesting they're making a movie about the Broadway musical, which is based on a movie.
Yeah, that's just like when you go into a fun house and you look in the mirror. That's like the room, and you just see the mirrors of you, like down, 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 down. That's kind of what this is. Like, then they're going to write a book on the musical of the movie of the real life. Like, it's just too confusing.
It totally is. It totally is. The latest tabloid rumor is that Meghan Markle has met with Tom Cruise to help plan a Hollywood comeback.
Oh, okay.
There's photos of them walking together.
That's interesting.
But it's clear. I mean, it's hard to tell if it's Photoshop, but I think it's clearly. I think it is Photoshop. I just don't know how tabloids get away. How they get away with that? Taking two photos, Photoshop, putting them together, and just it looks like they're hanging out, but it's a tabloid, so it is probably Photoshop. I just don't know how they get away with these things.
It's always in the back of my mind that this is not real. Mm-hmm. When it comes to tabloids, they just make up so much stuff. And now Photoshop is so good. And even like that deep fake stuff, everything is so good. It's almost like I don't know what's real anymore at all. It's just scary.
The deep fake is taking someone's face and putting it on someone else's body or what?
No, it's like you take their face and their voice and you make them say things that they never said. It's dangerous.
So much going on out there. Season 18 of The Voice is set to kick off on February 24th, and they just revealed the superstars they have lined up as advisors for the battle rounds. So new mentor, Nick Jonas, he's going to have his brothers, Joe and Kevin Jonas.
Well, that makes sense.
Kelly Clarkson has enlisted Dua Lipa for her help.
Ooh, I love her.
John Legend, he has LMA.
Okay.
And then Blake Shelton is teaming with Bebe Rexha.
Oh, I like. Those are all really good. LMA's good. Boot up.
Will this be the first season without Adam Levine?
No, I think he wasn't on this past season, yeah.
I've never watched a full season of The Voice.
Hey, I tune in every once in a while, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just not into it.
Time to win right now. We have a 4-pack of tickets to Trolls Live 2020. They're coming to the Orleans Arena in August. First ever tour. You're going to be there. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
Okay, since it's Friday, we only have one category left. That category is Go DJ. So if you think you can do this, you get to pick your partner. And if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Caller 20, you get to play. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Good morning. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
Woo! No way. Oh, my gosh. That's so cool. Okay.
All right. Let's do it. We have your category. It's Go DJ. A couple days ago, it was National Disc Jockey Day. So these are all things that are associated with DJs. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll go with you, Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Lisa, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You guys get 6 correct. You're going to go see the, what are you going to go see? Trolls Live, the new tour that's coming to town. You guys start now.
When they play, they play different kinds of this.
Song?
Yeah. And as a whole, it's known as what?
Music?
Yes, music. You listen to us on the
radio?
Yes. This is, if they don't play a lot of music, they may do a lot of this.
Commercial?
No. when we have a conversation, we are doing a lot of?
I don't know. Conversations, talking.
Talking, yes. Talking, that's it. Okay. Mix 94.1 is a radio
station?
Yes. I'm going to pass this one. Back in the day, they used to play these like circular things.
Records.
Yes.
Albums.
And they used to play records on one of these.
Oh my gosh. A record
5
player.
Seconds.
Let's pass. When the record got messed up, you would hear it what?
Time! 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 Time!
Oh.
Yep.
Scratch.
Hold on one second. Why did you pass on the one you passed on, which I thought would have been a surefire win?
I was trying to win these for my cousin and her three little babies.
Oh my gosh. Now I feel awful. This is awful.
Why did you pass on the answer was Mercedes in the morning, and you passed on it.
I just didn't think. I thought, like, what do I say? Like, me. Like, then it's she.
The name of it, this is what you're listening to right now. Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry, Lisa.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm sitting at the bus stop, and I always try every morning when I'm dropping my son off at school, and I actually get through, and then I miss it.
Oh, my God. I feel so terrible.
I was so confident you guys were going to get it. I didn't even give you the 10-second warning. I looked down at the clock, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, they got 5 seconds.
And I think that threw me off because you did say 5 seconds. I was like, wait, five? How am I going to say anything in 5 seconds? Well, that means caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. You get to take Lisa's ticket.
Lewis Capaldi and Reggie is the winner of those tickets to the Trolls Live Tour. Plenty more tickets coming up for you guys today, including 7 o'clock hour. We just announced it this morning. Jonas Brothers will be at Park Theater for a brand new residency. 7 o'clock hour, we play a song from the Jonas Brothers. Be caller 20, and you will be the first person to get tickets.
This is, very exciting. I cannot wait. I'm so happy that they're doing this residency, so keep listening for your chance to see it first and for free. It's 6:36. I still am cringing about what happened to me yesterday. I made a salad for lunch yesterday, and I just threw it together. I had one of those bags of lettuce, the pre-washed lettuce. Do you wash that lettuce even though it says pre-washed?
I used to, but now I just open and go.
That's what I do. And I don't know if maybe this is part of the issue, but I just, so I grabbed the bag and I opened it and I took a couple of handfuls of lettuce out. I threw it in a bowl. I had some chicken breasts that I had chopped up and into cubes. I threw that on there. I had some feta cheese. I threw that on there. And then, I think that was it. Oh, I put some cucumbers on there. And so I put on the dressing. I'm eating it, and it's delicious. And I take a bite, and I hear a crunch. And it wasn't like a cucumber crunch. It was like a crouton crunch. You know, it just didn't feel right. And then I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, I didn't put any croutons in this. I didn't put any bacon bits. I didn't put any almonds, anything that would make that kind of a crunch. So I started to get nervous, and I kept chewing, and I swallowed it. And then I started poking around the salad with my fork and looking in there. And guess what I found?
Tell me it was a crouton.
It was not a crouton. It was half of a beetle. Obviously not like a "She Loves You." Yeah,
Paul McCartney. What are you doing in my salad? Ringo Starr, get out of here.
Oh, it was half of a beetle. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that crunch was the other half of the beetle. And after that, I was not hungry anymore. I just kind of put it down the garbage disposal, and I was done with it. But have you ever accidentally eaten something that was not meant to be eaten? Or it was, you found out after the fact that you ate it? 702-364-9400. I'm still getting the heebie-jeebies from it.
At least it was very organic salad. You know, they just took it right out of the ground, beetles and all, and put it in the bag.
Really? It really was fresh. Oh. That's for sure.
Well, over Christmas break, we were staying in a hotel, and we got there. It's so funny because when it comes to drinking water bottles, I always get Dasani. I know the feel of a Dasani water bottle. And we just stopped real quick at the CVS or something just to get some stuff for the hotel room. And I just grabbed some random 12-pack of water bottles. And it wasn't Dasani. It was some unknown brand I never had before. And then I drank some water and everything. Next day in the hotel room, wake up, start doing some stuff. Have a bottle of water that's on the dresser. It's like half full. And I take it and take a couple swigs out of it. I'm just doing my stuff. And then I look at the water bottles that I had bought, whatever brand they were, and I look at the water bottle in my hand, and they were two different brands.
So whose water bottle was that?
Exactly. Wasn't my wife's, wasn't mine.
Oh.
Staying in a hotel room. So it was either the guest before or the maids or someone that was in that room left a water bottle behind, and I was just drinking out of it.
Oh, man.
And also like to point out, so that would have been on a Monday morning. It was on Wednesday when I started getting that cold.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if the two are connected or not.
Probably. Let's talk to Kristen. Kristen, what did you eat on accident?
When I was a kid, I was riding my bike, and a bee flew into my mouth, and I ate it.
Did you get stung in your throat?
You know, nothing happened. Nothing came of it. I didn't feel anything. I just swallowed it whole. So I didn't have anything else happen after that. So it was so gross.
That is crazy. That's the thing, because we just got a text here. It said, I was served a cheese Danish at a really upscale restaurant. I looked down and saw a bit of black in the middle where there's cheese. It was a bumblebee. So glad I didn't eat it. This one says, we found a live grasshopper in our spinach one time. I'm hoping you didn't eat it. There was a butterfly in my bag of lettuce. I noticed it was an odd color leaf. I did not eat it or finish my salad. And then I found a grasshopper in a box of greens from a store.
The store, got it.
Yeah, sorry about
and it's
that.
A very natural, healthy store. They have the fresh stuff over there at that store.
Oh, well, I figure that beetles, animals eat beetles, so I can eat a beetle and be fine. I feel fine. I feel extra strong today, actually, so maybe it's a good thing.
We have the hot three coming up. What do you have?
All right, we are going to talk about moving the Super Bowl. What do you guys think about this? Everybody's kind of dreading that Monday after. We'll tell you one teen has a proposal. Also, a psychologist explains why we like these type of movies and the huge debate happening right now over the correct sleeping position. We'll tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mix 94.1's Workday Payday gives you a chance at winning $1,000. We started up at 8:20. Be here at 8:20. We'll give you that hour's winning keyword, and that could get you $1,000.
The latest news updates happens now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Clark County Credit Union, banking with a bonus. Visit OpenCCCU.com today for details.
A New York teen's petition to move the Super Bowl to Saturday is going viral. Over 30,000 people have signed the change.org petition that Frug Ruggeri, did I just call him Frug?
Yeah.
Oh my God. His name is Frank. Why? I was looking at his last name before I finished reading his first name, and his last name is Ruggeri, so I just turned it into Frug.
But that sounds like a sophisticated man. I'm like, oh, Frug sounds like a smart guy.
It's Frank. I got way too far ahead of myself. Frank Ruggeri, he started this petition. He's 16 years old, and he suggested the idea to his parents first. They said, hey, you know, we think this is a great idea. You should put something online about this. Because of the timing of the game, millions of Americans call out sick on the day after the Super Bowl, and analysts claim that the big game costs employers nearly $3 billion. Some have proposed making the Monday following the Super Bowl a national holiday. Sundays became the traditional day for professional football after Congress passed a law in 1961 protecting college and high school games from being overshadowed. So that's why they moved them to Sundays in the first place. But what do you think? Moving it to Saturday, or my proposal is move it to that three-day weekend in February that we have President's Day. And a lot of people have President's Day off. And then there you go. It's still on a Sunday.
I like this. I do like the Saturday move. I do like the Saturday move. Because, I mean, there's certainly some people out there don't care about the games. So it doesn't affect them anyway.
Yeah.
But the majority of people, a lot of people have off on Sunday. So I would like that Saturday move. It would be nice to have the day off afterwards, not to stress about work and everything else.
So let's do an informal poll. Do you want the Saturday? Do you want it on the three-day President's Day weekend Sunday? Or leave it? 702-364-9400.
Because President's Day weekend is, then you'd be pushing it back a couple weeks.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
1 or 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. So can you wait a little bit longer? Maybe move the season up ahead?
Throw in an extra game?
Yeah, that's a great idea. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Saturday before 3 day weekend, President's Day, or just leave it as is. We want to hear from you. Also this morning, sometimes when we're feeling sad, we don't want to shake it off. We just want to wallow in our misery. And turning on an emotional movie and giving into a full-bodied cry can be cathartic. But is it healthy? Well, according to psychologists, yes. We love sad movies, and a lot of the reason we love them, it is because we are able to let out the emotions that we have suppressed from other things. Psychologists say that these are the reasons that we like some of the movies that make us cry. It helps us experience emotions. It helps us create a sense of empathy and bonding with the characters. And the story often results in people feeling better about their own lives. Also, crying can release oxytocin and other endorphins. Is there a movie that is like gut-wrenching to you, but it is one of your favorites?
It's not a movie, but anytime I see the videos of soldiers, yeah, servicemen and women coming home and surprising loved ones, that gets me every time. Last night I finished This Is Us, and at the end of This Is Us, the interactions between Kevin and Randall really got me.
Yeah, that was pretty emotional.
Like, but I liked that feeling, like getting that feeling last night. It felt good.
Yeah, I love watching sad movies. I don't know. It makes me appreciate life so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And just look about, okay, you know, this is sad, but look at the good things in life. We're getting inundated with texts. The phones have started ringing about the Super Bowl moving it. What do you guys think? Let's talk to Terry. Terry, when do you think the Super Bowl should be?
I have been saying this for at least 45 years. It should be Saturday on the same weekend. Nobody's ever listened to me, though.
Well, this guy, Frank Ruggieri, or Frug, as I like to call him, he's listening to you. And we can post a link to the petition. I don't know if they're going to take that seriously. Do online petitions have any effect on things? I see there's so many of them, but has anyone ever said, oh, well, there was a petition, we're going to change it now? I don't see it working very often, and I hope I'm wrong.
But let's just think about it. They'll say they just moved it to Saturday. Say they're not pushing it back or changing the season. What would stop them from, because there's no college games, what would stop them from putting on that Saturday? They feel like viewership might be down because people have stuff going on Saturdays and weddings to go to and events to do on a Saturday versus a Sunday night?
My guess it has to do with advertisers, and you're losing a day of advertising. You're losing a day. They have all the pre-festivities, concerts, parties that all these advertisers are paying a ton of money to be involved with. So now you've just lost a day of that. But it's not like they're not making a ton of money anyway. Text lines, Saturday before. High school teacher here, make it a three-day weekend. This one says, many of us do not get President's Day off. Move it to Saturday. So, yeah, a lot of people are saying this would be a good move. Well, we know a petition you can sign. So check out our Facebook page. We'll link it there. All right, finally this morning, speaking of debates, do you sleep in a normal position? And is there even such a thing as a normal position? There's a big debate on Twitter right now after a writer tweeted a picture that shows 18 different sleeping positions and asked people which one they use. Now, people aren't just sharing their sleeping positions. They're also judging the other positions. One that's getting the most heat is number 13 on the chart.
Whoa.
Now, I texted you guys the picture.
Yeah, uh-huh.
First of all, I want to know what sleeping position you are, and we'll try to describe it if you're not near a computer. We'll post all the sleeping positions on mix941.fm and on our Facebook page. But look at position number 13. Have you ever seen anyone outside of a baby? I've seen my kids used to sleep like that, but have you seen anyone else sleep that way?
That's on all fours, is pretty much what the guy's doing, right?
It's basically, you're laying on your stomach, but your knees are, it's like a yoga position. It's like, what is that position called? Isn't it a baby pose or what's it called? Child's pose. Yeah, that's right. It's like child's pose in yoga. Do you guys sleep? Have you ever slept that way?
As a kid, I remember doing that, falling asleep and your bum's up in the air for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not as an adult. I start at a one and I end up at a two.
Okay. One to two. That's fairly normal.
Back
one,
to stomach.
One is on your back. Two is when you turn around and lay in your stomach. All right. Steph, what do you start as and what do you end up as?
I start off as number five, like a loose fetal position. And then I end up kind of on my back, like number 16, with on my back with my arms on my stomach. But my left hand, I feel like something always chokes me at night. It's really weird. So I always pull down my shirt or I have to wear like a V-neck to sleep at night.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
For those that don't see it, 16 is kind of, would you say this is kind of the coffin?
Yeah.
On your back, hands folded
hands
across
on
your chest.
Stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jocelyn, start and end.
I think I start at like a two. And somehow I end up at six.
Okay, so two is on your stomach, and then six is on your back, but with your heads back behind your head under your pillow. That's interesting.
All right, Miss Mercedes, where do you start?
I start at a three. I start on my side with my, like, not a total fetal position, but just kind of knees bent a little bit.
Okay.
And then I end up as a seven with my hands up in the air. Like field goal, like, hey, it's good.
Here we go.
That's how I end up.
Could you ever do number 10? 10 is pretty much face down, arms by your side.
I feel like when I was a kid, I used to sleep
do a 10?
Like that. Yeah, it's interesting how your sleeping positions change. But 13, if you're an adult and you're sleeping like a 13, God bless you. You are you are living the life.
Christina Aguilera, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. The song is called Beautiful. And this hour, we announced earlier in the show, Jonas Brothers live in Las Vegas. New residency, Park Theater. When we play a Jonas Brothers song, be caller 20, and you're the first one to get tickets.
I played a little prank on my kids last night. It was one of those where, like, I felt guilty after I did it, but at the same time, it was so worth the reaction. Did you happen to see the one that, did you see my poster by chance, or did you see the one that, like, a lot of people were posting
yesterday?
No,
I didn't see. What was the prank that was going around?
So, it was just someone had posted a picture that said, like, text your kids. Let me find the exact wording here on my Facebook page. So, it said, text your children. A police detective is going to call. Say that I was with you all day. And then it says post their responses. So I did it. At first I did it to Sophie. And so I texted her and I put the screenshots up. It was funny, her reaction. I wrote, a police detective is going to call, say that I was with you all day. And she wrote, excuse me? What? Isn't that illegal? I don't want to get arrested. I need to get into college. And so then I wrote back. I'm like, just say it. And she wrote back, also, I have muted unknown calls, so. And then I wrote, this is for my future. And she wrote.
Where was she when this was going down?
I think she was in the car on the way home with my husband.
With you, okay.
And then she wrote, can they just email me? And then what part of your future, like job? At that point, she got home and she comes in the office like, what is this? Uh-huh. And I started laughing. So it was pretty funny. So then Brooklyn was at practice and I waited till she got out of practice. I knew she was in the car with her dad and I wrote the same thing. And she wrote back, what the heck? This has to be a prank. And I wrote, do you love me? And she said, yes. Why? And I wrote, well, then. And then she wrote, but I also love not being in jail. These kids, they will not vouch for me. My kids will not defend me. They're going to turn my butt
I know.
Right over.
Come on, girls.
Right over.
Yeah, stand behind mom.
Have you ever played a prank that you kind of felt guilty about afterwards? Because then I posted it and a bunch of people started doing it with their kids.
Uh-huh.
And they were posting their screenshots. And so many of the kids were like, yeah, you got it, Mom. Where do you want to be done? I'm like, wow, they have your back.
Right?
But I felt really guilty because one lady, she messaged me. She's like, my kid started crying. I feel so bad. I'm like, oh, the prank's gone wrong. You know what I mean?
What if your mom would have sent that to you as a child?
I think I just would have said, okay. I don't know. I wouldn't have questioned it. I just would have done it. What would you have done? Why didn't you text it to your mom right now?
All right.
It's weird. She's across the country.
Yeah, she's in
Florida
right now,
so it's pretty hard
too.
To say that, you know, what she would say.
But hey, if I need an alibi, I need an alibi, right? So what am I saying again? How's it go again?
The phrase is, a police detective is going to call, say that I was with you all day. Stephen Jocelyn, send it to someone too. I don't know who you can send it to, but pick a family member and see if they've got your back on this one.
Going to call, tell them you're with me all day?
Yeah.
Okay.
And see what they say. And if you guys get an answer back. Some of the answers, though, that people were posting on my page were so funny. Like, there was one that's like, yeah, I'll tell them we were binging. Where is it? I'll tell them we were binging Property Brothers. Then another one said, I was at Chuck E. Cheese. There will be evidence of me not being with you. Is that okay? Just funny thing.
I sent it to my mom and I sent it to a buddy of mine. Let's see who.
Who responds the fastest.
Who vouched me, yeah.
Did you do it, Steph? Who'd you send it to?
My mom. I said, Mom, ... And I said, a police detective is going to call. Say that I was with you all day. She's typing, right? And I'm getting anxious. Oh, my gosh. What is she going to say? She responds, okay, Stephanie, I'm listening to the show.
Oh! Well, thank you for listening to the show.
Thanks, Mom. That's good.
Jocelyn, did you get a response or who'd you send it to?
I texted my mom also, and she said, nope, that's your problem. You're a grown adult. She got sassy with me.
That's tough love, man. That's what Miss Luna is all about. She's like that tough love. Like, you know what? I am not going to coddle you. You're going to be a strong woman and... do what you got to do. I'll come visit you on visiting days.
I got zero responses from the people in my life.
Your parents have you on mute.
They're like, yeah.
They're like, oh.
I got a response from my cousin. She said, wait, what?
Oh, no.
What should I say back?
Just right. You know the drill.
Yeah. Okay. I'll keep you guys posted.
If you get a response, JC, you have to let us know.
I got bubbles from my mom and a response. Wait, what?
Oh, no.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Can't. Talk. Just do it.
We're getting texts. My kid totally had my back, but his initial response of, okay, why? He called. Not because I stressed him out, because he wanted to get our story straight. That's awesome.
All right. Is everyone getting results from that prank? Let us know. Let's keep these coming in here.
Yeah, post them on our Facebook page. We'll put a little spot where I want to see what everyone gets on theirs. That's so funny.
We have some dirt coming up here. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes Grammys drama. We'll break it down. Coming up here in 7 minutes. Mercedes, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate the Jonas Brothers concert that you saw this past year.
Oh, 10.
10?
It was awesome. It was so, so good. I love the Jonas Brothers. They are seriously one of my favorites.
This is so exciting. Jonas Brothers live in Las Vegas. Brand new residency starts April 1st. Park Theater, Park MGM. We have your tickets this hour. We play a Jonas Brothers song. Be caller 20, and those tickets are yours.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Does this change your mind about maybe Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston getting back together? This is according to Entertainment Tonight. They say Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are in a different, better place now. Brad apparently apologized to Jen for many things in their complicated past. He's sober now and has taken ownership for his mistakes in their relationship.
I think that's fantastic. She deserved the apology, and I'm glad that he's able to do that. But I'm still not a fan of, I'm all for forgiveness, but I think that ship has sailed. She should move on. She seems so happy now.
She really does.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just me, though. What do you think? You really still want them to get back together, right?
I do. When that picture came out last week, I got really, really excited. And yes, he cheated on her, and he left her for Angelina Jolie, and so much going on, but... I believe in forgiveness, and maybe they both work past it and settle those issues. Let's go for it, round two.
Well, he doesn't have to work past anything. He's the one who did it. She's the one who's over it.
It's a good point. He's the one
asking for forgiveness here.
There's a lot going on this weekend. We have the NHL All-Star Game. That is tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. We have Max Pacioretty and Marc-Andre Fleury. at the game, but Fleury has opted not to play tomorrow night.
Yeah, he totally pulled out. He's just like, no. So did they end up fining him, or did they give him a break because of everything that's kind of going on with the passing of his father and stuff? I heard that they might just give him a break on
you
that
get
one.
Fined if you back out of the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't play, they did that to Ovechkin. I mean, I just assumed that they were going to... There was rumors that it was going to happen to him, too. So I just never heard a definitive answer on what happened.
Now, on Sunday, we have the NFL Pro Bowl that happens at noon. Also, this weekend, on Sunday, UNLV, second place UNLV, takes on undefeated, fourth-ranked in the country, San Diego State. Steph, are you going to the game on Sunday, 1 o'clock?
Absolutely.
Did you get tickets?
No, we haven't got tickets yet, but I'm waiting for someone to get back to me. And if they're unable to give me tickets, then I'm going to buy them.
I found this link for TRF that if you buy a ticket for like $30, you get all you can eat food with it.
At this basketball game?
Yes, at this specific one. So if anyone wants the link to that, it's helping out a good cause. And all you can eat food and a ticket to the game.
I'm a sucker for popcorn.
Yeah, exactly. Just getting a couple of texts on that Marc-Andre Fleury thing.
Yeah.
He's taking a suspension. It's a one-game suspension. Because he's not playing in it.
It's that intense in the NHL. I feel like in the NFL, people get selected to the All-Star game. Like, thank you, but I'm good.
Yeah, I guess it's not.
They don't
look at that favorably.
And then the Lady Rebels play San Diego State. Their game is Saturday at 1 o'clock. Also this weekend, we have the Grammys. Sunday, 5 o'clock on CBS. Alicia Keys is the host. Some really good performances set up here. Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Camila Cabello, Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, Demi Lovato, Aerosmith, Blake Shelton with Gwen Stefani. Then there's a rumored performance by Lil Nas X, which they're saying might be joined by BTS, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Diplo.
That'll be cool.
Right?
Wow.
Now, here's the Grammy drama that's happening right now. The Recording Academy president, her name is Deborah Duggan, she claims that she was put on leave after complaining about sexism, sexual harassment, voting irregularities, and more. So some behind-the-scenes drama is going on with the Grammys right now.
I saw she was on Good Morning America, I think, yesterday, talking about some of that stuff. So a lot of people are saying that this may overshine a lot of what's going on and have people question the Grammys at all, just saying they're fixed. And so it's not as prestigious if you're winning a fixed award, obviously.
I was talking to someone about Milli Vanilli, and it's a great point that you brought up. Recently, for some reason, we're talking about Milli Vanilli on the show, and the fact is they won that Grammy for Best New Artist, and then the Grammy was pulled when they found that it wasn't Milli Vanilli singing.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just give the Grammy to the people that were actually singing instead?
I don't know. Does it have to do with just the whole package, the whole image,
and
being out there and performing it? I am not sure, but yeah, I feel bad for whoever's voices that they were, whoever the guys were. And, I mean, what a complete and total... like slam against you, like, you know, your voice is fantastic, but you are ugly, and so we have to get these two guys to pretend they're you because you are just too ugly. That's just so rude.
And wasn't it when they were found out they were performing on stage and the track started to skip?
Yeah.
And then one of them had to run off stage in a panic. Well, Justin Bieber just filmed an episode of Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. That's cool news, but here's what has some people talking about the whole thing. Someone recently saw him filming this, James Corden filming this episode, and he wasn't actually driving, he was being towed. Now, the person that posted the video tagged it by saying, "This is why I have trust issues. He isn't even driving." Now, a spokesperson for The Late Late Show said that he does most of the driving, but sometimes they fake it when they're doing stunts.
But do you really think he was being towed on that? I saw the pictures.
Of the car being... Yeah.
I feel like it was not set up as a tow. It was set up as pulling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I think they're messing with us.
But I think when he was in town with Celine Dion, they were driving up and down the strip filming everything. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do think he drives sometimes, but...
You choose the adventure here in the last story. Do you want Wendy Williams talking about Fartgate or a story on country caffeine?
I don't know. What do you guys want to hear? Fartgate? I look at Steph and Jocelyn. Fartgate? We're all shrugging. Flip a coin. Heads for Fartgate.
We've got a coin.
Tails for the, what, I don't...
Country caffeine.
Flip a coin. Hold on. Flip a coin. It's heads this time. Heads, that's Fartgate.
Heads is Parkgate. Okay, so Wendy Williams, she addressed the viral video of her allegedly breaking wind during her show.
Uh-huh.
So here is the actual audio. We played it earlier this week.
That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got battery. What if he filed for sexual assault?
Y'all heard that noise?
Yeah.
All right.
You guys thought it was hilarious when it first happened. You're not laughing anymore. What's happening?
Maybe it's played out.
Okay.
Here is Wendy addressing the issue.
First of all, I went on with the story. Now, you know, a girl like me would have been laughing at that. Second of all, by the sound of that fart, I would have had to go change my costume. I would have left a mark in the seat. I wouldn't even save the costume. I would have thrown it away. It would probably be soiled beyond soiltivity.
There it is.
So what was it? We still don't know?
Yeah, it was the chair. She didn't explain. Yeah, we didn't get an answer there, Wendy Williams.
Oh, man.
1 hour from right now.
Can I pick Country Cafe?
There's no redos. All right, we have yet to play a song from the Jonas Brothers this hour. So when we do, be caller 20 and those tickets are yours.
Hey, Jocelyn, are you there? Are you listening?
Yes.
I just have to tell you, when you laugh, it makes me smile so big. I love your happy, hearty laugh. It is one of my favorite sounds in the world.
Thank you. That's so nice.
Can someone say something that makes her laugh hearty? Like when she goes,
oh, the Luna laugh?
That's it.
There it is. I got it.
I love that sound.
Is it that hearty?
Oh, I just, yes. When you get the in deep, that's it. Oh, that makes me so happy. It's National Compliment Day. So I wanted to give
you
all a compliment.
That's very sweet.
And I thought I would start with Jocelyn. So I love her hearty laugh. It makes me smile. Steph, the thing about Steph that I just have to compliment you on is your ability to do the perfect ponytail. You do the best ponytails, and I try to put mine up that high, and they just don't stay. And I just love when you do a high ponytail.
Thank you. It is my go-to hairstyle when I feel like my hair is a little bit on the dirtier side, so I appreciate that. I think because of the dirt, it stays up better.
That's it. Is that it?
I think
so. That's the key to it?
I appreciate that, though, because it feels like the messy hair bun, but without the bun. It's like a messy hair ponytail.
But it looks like very polished and put together.
Thank you.
JC, I have to tell you, just on the same note, if we're talking about hair, your hair, I know you get compliments about it all the time, but it really, truly is a work of art. Like, I don't know if you're going to ever change your hairstyle, but it's just perfect all the time. I can't ever see you having a bad hair day.
That's very nice of you to say. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have you ever gotten a weird compliment, though?
You just stole out the compliments. We now return.
No. I don't need them back. That's not what this is about.
I know it's not, but let's write. Don't you feel that, don't you, Steph, want to return a compliment?
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, you give one, you get one type of deal.
Okay, go ahead. You go first.
Me? Okay. I'll go with Jocelyn. Jocelyn, I love your smile. Just like your laugh. It kind of complements both. When I see your smile and I hear your laugh, it goes really well together.
Aww.
Oh, you guys are going to make me cry.
What's the story of us giving Mercedes one?
Just Mercedes? I have to think about it. That's why I went to Jocelyn.
looking at some of these stats on compliments, she's like, I don't have anything to compliment yet.
I have one. Let me know when you're ready.
Women love hearing compliments about they're looking young. That's one thing that women love hearing compliments about.
That's what I was going to say about you, because you're like a vampire. Seriously, you have not aged. Your skin is flawless. Your hair is beautiful. You really are. You have not aged. You reversed aged. You found something where people are aging, but you're going back years.
I actually do have something I should talk about on reverse aging. Well, it's for a different time. But
is it a supplement?
Yeah.
Is it something? What is it?
Yeah.
Forget compliments. Tell us what this is.
Well, it's something that my friend recommended to me. I hesitate to recommend compliments. I think I hate to recommend supplements because you really do need to talk to a doctor about it first. But my friend, he looks like he's 20 years old and he's in his 40s and I'm like, how do you look so young? And he runs triathlons and does all this stuff. He's like, it's the NAD. And I'm like,
the NAD?
NAD. I'm like, I'm not going to go there with you. This is not appropriate. There's this stuff called NAD that your body produces. And as you get older, it stops producing it. And so he takes this supplement, and it's called like NAD Plus, and it like reverse ages you. It brings you, it helps your cells. It like, I can't remember everything that it does. So I started taking it a couple months, like maybe like a month ago, and I've noticed a difference. Not just like energy wise, but like, I just feel like, I don't know, like my face.
But you this is, you look young now, but you look as young as you did before you started doing that.
And maybe it's just because we're our own worst critics, but I notice things differently. So I start taking it, and I also notice just, I remember things better than I used to.
Are you still taking the Prilosec, or what was the stuff you were taking? Not Prilosec. Is that the Harper medication I bought?
Pregnenolone.
Yes, you still doing
that? Yeah, that's a different thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but so anyway, that was the thing.
That's good.
Yeah, so anyway. But yeah, it's National Compliment Day. Did you ever get a weird compliment?
I get this a lot. Well, not a lot, but my wife does IV infusions, and I was at the treatment center, which was getting her last infusion, and my veins, I always get from someone that's in the medical field, "Wow, you've got nice veins."
That's a cool compliment, I think.
Because sometimes my wife goes in there and they have a hard time getting that vein. And then I walk in to pick her up and they're like, "Oh my gosh, look at that." Like, have at it, ladies.
Yeah.
Here they are.
Here they are.
Poke away.
I was told once that I seem like I'd be a fun person to go on vacation with for 3 days, but no more.
Because after that third day, it would just be like...
It's like, yeah, after 3 days, it would not be fun with you.
That day four, you're like,
what is that supposed to mean? Okay, thank you.
All right, that was good. We got the hot three coming up. What do you have?
All right. What is the most recognizable logo in America? What do you think? We're going to talk about that. Also, what is the best and worst state to drive in? And this is a... just a little FYI, if you're going to steal something, look at the weather report before you do it. We're going to talk about what that has to do with anything coming up next in the Hot 3.
Children, I have some exciting news.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Clark County Credit Union, banking with a bonus. Visit opencccu.com today for details.
Maybe you don't follow pop culture a lot or even know who's in the Super Bowl, but you probably still recognize everything on this list. A new study looked at the most recognizable company logos in the world. And here are the top ones that most people in America can identify. Apple. You think of their logo, you know it right away. Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Apple with a bite taken out of it. How about the McDonald's logo? We all know the golden arches. Coca-Cola is on the list. Nike, Starbucks. Picture the logo in your mind as I name these off. Google, Facebook, Adidas, Amazon, and YouTube. Now, Pepsi just missed the top 10 at 11. Disney was in there. Ford, Instagram. Just under a quarter of people said red is the color that makes a logo the most memorable to them, followed by blue, green, and yellow.
That's good. It's interesting.
Yeah. It's weird what our minds hang on to as far as what we remember, you know?
We also like, we've talked about before, the little tricks with logos, like the Amazon, the A to Z, that little arrow, the smiley face thing, that's the arrow pointing A to Z.
The little arrow inside the FedEx. And the one that we talked about a couple weeks ago that now I'm so amazed by it is the Baskin-Robbins logo. I just thought it was a BR, but there's a 31 in there. I never saw that until we talked about it.
And then you
see
it all the time. It just pops out, right?
Also this morning, Wallet Hub just updated its annual list of the best and worst states to drive in. And once again, we have a new winner. 2 years ago, Texas was number one. Then it was Oregon last year. But now Oregon is way down in 16th place. And Iowa is in the top spot. Not clear how things can change so much in 1 year, but they base rankings on traffic and commute times and gas prices and about 30 other factors. But the best states for driving this year are Iowa, Tennessee, North Carolina, Texas, and Nebraska. Hawaii ranked dead last for the third year in a row. So that part's been pretty consistent. But that was followed by Rhode Island, Washington, California, Colorado, and Maryland. As far as Nevada goes, we're number 37. So I think that's not too bad, right?
No, that's not bad.
No, worst states? Yeah, 37 out of 50. That's pretty darn good.
Fox 5 does a deal where they have just a reporter kind of driving around in the morning. We had it on Fox 5 here in the studio, and they had their morning commuter car driving. And I just looked up, and I think they were on the 95, but there was a vehicle in the left lane in the carpool lane. You know, don't cross the line, cross the double line, you pay the fine.
Yeah.
The person just crosses the double line, goes all across all lanes of traffic to get on his exit. I'm like, dude.
You're on TV.
We're watching you right
now.
We have
proof of you breaking the law. All right, finally this morning, this is a serious occupational hazard of committing crimes in the winter. A man and a woman broke into an apartment in Lincoln, Nebraska on Tuesday afternoon. And as the guy was stealing the TV, he slipped on some ice. He broke his leg in the process and wound up in the hospital. Now, the police tracked him down there, and apparently the break was so bad that he's going to be there for a while. When he's released, he will be arrested. The woman who robbed the apartment with him was a 35-year-old named Sherry Gomez, and she was arrested for burglary. She did not slip. She did not build a snowman. She didn't do any of that stuff, but she still got in trouble.
All right, coming up, 8 o'clock hour, 8:25. Your tickets to go see Bon Jovi. Win them before you combine tickets. At 8:20, your chance to win $1,000 with our Workday Payday. And then right before that, it's Friday, so we're spinning a wow wheel, and the theme is silver and black.
In honor of the Raiders officially being named the Las Vegas Raiders this week, can you think of your favorite song or artist that has silver or black in the title? This will be interesting.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that right around 8:15.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's Maroon 5 Memories. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. And I've developed a little bit of a fear of something.
Not getting haircuts.
Oh, it's a panic. There's like two backup people just in case. Oh, you're out, Larry? Okay, then I go see Keller. Keller's out, I got Steven. Steven's out, then I panic.
Then it's like, where do I go?
Then I come see your girl. No, I noticed this with the construction they're doing on the 215 now, which starts at, what, Flamingo? And goes to past Charleston. I think it's to stop at Far Hills? At least up to Charleston. They're doing that construction now?
Yeah.
And it's if you're in the left lane, The median is moved over. It's really close now to the road. I feel like there's just inches between the lane, the end of the left lane, and the actual median itself. And I realized that when I'm driving along there, I'm in the left lane, I start to panic a little bit. All of a sudden, instead of driving just one hand, two hands are on the wheel, holding the wheel a little bit tighter, kind of looking to see if maybe I can get out of that left lane and get into the middle lane. If I'm in the left lane and a truck is next to me or something else is next to me, I tense up a little bit. And I was thinking about this yesterday when I was doing it. It all stems back to that car accident I got back in that I was in back in November.
Oh, yeah. I bet you're a lot more cautious now, too.
Big time. So because of that accident, and that was I just hydroplaned and then just went and I hit the median head on that one. Airbags went off and everything. Because of that accident, I find myself when I'm in situations like that before, instead of being calm, cool, and collective and kind of just cruising through, now I'm tensing up.
Well, and I feel like that's a good response to your body, because you're going to be more alert and not so just lax and, oh, okay, here we are, one hand on the steering wheel. But that, the first time I ever drove in California, that's how their freeways are. Like, they're right next to the median, and I can't drive in California anymore because of that, because not only is there a lot of traffic, everyone's going really fast, but I don't like being that close. And so now that that's happened, I just make sure I'm always in the middle or the right lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
To slide over. Yeah. Because it's a little bit of an anxiety kick to the room driving in that part of town now, too. Because of that accident, I'm now scared of driving in that area. Can you apply that to anything in your life? If something has happened to you, and because of that situation, you now have a fear of a certain thing?
Oh, let me think. Do you guys have one? 702-364-9400. I do blame my dislike of tomatoes on an incident that kind of scarred me for life. I was a little girl. I think I was like 5 or 6 years old, and my best friend it was a little boy named Justin who lived two doors down, and I was over at his house and we were playing, and I went into the kitchen to see what his mom was doing, Linda, and Linda was making dinner. She was making a salad. She was chopping tomatoes, and I saw them and I saw they were red. So in my mind, it was like, it was a cherry or it was a strawberry. It was something sweet. I remember thinking, ooh, they're red. That must be sweet. And she goes, I'm cutting tomatoes. Would you like one? And I was like, yeah. And so I took it. And you know when you think you're going to taste one thing and you taste something totally different? I put it in my mouth and I started crying. It was the worst thing I had ever tasted in my life. And she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, ah. And she had to call my mom to come get me because I was so upset. And that pretty much turned me off to tomatoes after that. I will not eat raw tomatoes.
Because of Linda.
Yeah, Linda McLeese was her name.
Mrs. McLeese, you did it in for Mercedes.
Oh, man. I never looked at tomatoes the same after that. Ketchup, fine. Salsa, fine. All that's fine. Let's talk to Jason. Jason, because of what are you afraid of?
I slipped and fell in a casino, so I'm a wet floors.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes you can't tell them that. They just sneak up on you. Were you just walking through, and did you hurt yourself?
It was the bathroom. The guy was cleaning it, but there was like an inch of soap on the floor, and he said, just watch my step. And sure enough, I went straight up. I have damage in my elbow, my knee, had stitches, surgeries.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's more than just a slip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, Jason, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Just the attorneys, the slip and fall accidents. We settle them all.
We know someone you can call. Nicole, good morning. What are you afraid of now?
I have been rear-ended 3 times in the last 2 years, and always when I'm at a stoplight. So I am afraid to stop at a light and get rear-ended.
Oh, I can imagine. And when you look in your rearview mirror, you see someone creeping up on you way too fast. That is the most helpless feeling in the world.
Yes, I panic every time.
The first time has got to be, it's got to be just awful. Second time, like, man. And then we get rear-ended a third time in 2 years. Like, what am I doing wrong?
Well,
why aren't you stopping for me?
It's not your fault, technically, right? It's always the person who
rear-ends. Oh, yeah, but it's like, man, 3 times in 2 years. Come on now.
I've got to get my car fixed 3 different times. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, does something happen to you that makes you afraid of something else?
Yeah, I'm afraid of escalators because my pant leg got stuck in one as a kid, so I still avoid them at all costs.
Oh, no. So when your pant leg got stuck, what did you do?
Kind of, you know, freaking out. It actually, like, pinched some of my skin, and I got kind of a gnarly, nice little reminder bite still.
Did they have to take your pants off to get you out?
Yeah, the medic had to kind of, like, cut down the leg on the one side, so I had one pant leg and, like, a really high hip, like, Jessica Rabbit-looking thing going on.
Oh, you got the Angelina Jolie jeans on, man. Show off that leg.
I'm in that situation, and I'm going down the escalator. I'm taking those pants off. That's
scary.
Oh,
yeah, there's no way.
The
I'm
end
out.
Is coming. It's going to get you. When the Jonas Brothers were here in town, Mercedes, how did you grade the concert again?
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
A++++++++. It was so good.
Jonas Brothers live in Las Vegas. If you're just waking up to this news here, brand new residency, Park Theater, Park MGM, April 1st, it all kicks off. Tickets officially, general on sale happens a week from today. Now, speaking of tickets on sale, have you seen Bon Jovi in concert through your years?
No, I never have. I've never seen a Bon Jovi concert. Have you?
I have not. Have you had the John Bon Jovi wine, though?
I did. Hampton Water. It is delicious.
Really good.
It's actually his son's and his son's friend. But Hampton Water, man, if you like a rosé, good stuff. I love it.
It just sounds good, Hampton Water. Now, if it was like Las Vegas water, like, oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'll pass.
Well, Bon Jovi, they will be here in June, and you're going to be with Bon Jovi because we have your tickets coming up at 8:25. Jade, a trampoline, Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and we have for you your chance to win $1,000 with our Workday Payday. We'll give you this hour's winning keyword in just about 4 minutes. But first, let's hit this button.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
Wow.
All right. The Oh Wow Wheel has been spun. This week's category is a song or an artist with silver or black in it. And it's all in honor of the Raiders being named the Las Vegas Raiders officially this week. So it just stopped and it landed on Steph.
All right. So, hey, girl, hey.
Steph, if you get the veto, it's going to move to the other wild card, Jocelyn.
Oh.
It's the Steph and Jocelyn combo.
Double wild. Wasn't we had last week, too?
Yes. Yeah, and Mercedes vetoed me last week. Remember?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, of course.
Mean.
Okay, comeback week right here.
Okay, yes.
Let's hear it.
So I chose this song because in this dance term, it's called chest popping. And this song makes me chest pop. It's Black Eyed Peas, My Humps.
Oh, and I know. Do this. I like it. Oh, can I get video of her doing that?
Mercedes?
I love it. You?
What? No breaks here at all on the show, man.
Steph.
A double whammy.
Dang.
How could you possibly veto Steph?
Who would do such a thing?
So rude.
We haven't had a back-to-back veto in a long time, my friend.
I really did like that song.
It's a great song, right? Yeah.
Did you veto her just to say that you did?
Hey, JC, I'm going to remember this for the next coming weeks. You know
hold
that,
grudge.
Right?
You can't hold a grudge.
Okay.
So, oh no, here we go.
All right, Luna.
I think you may have made a mistake on your end, JC.
Oh, no, okay.
I like my song. I don't know if anyone else is going to like my song.
No. Oh, no. Here we go.
It's Black Street. I let you go.
I mean, you couldn't have picked no diggity. It plays.
It's what did I do?
Oh, wow, Leo.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I have your tickets to Bon Jovi coming up in like less than 2 minutes here. Your chance at $1,000 coming up in less than 60 seconds. It's our Friday Rewind. It's coming up at 9. This is the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel.
Did you say Oh Wow to this one? If so, it was Jocelyn's pick. And she got to play Blackstream Before I Let You Go because poor Steph got the veto on my humps. From JC, not me this time.
Two in a row, Steph. That's hard.
I don't know how to feel yet. I'm still kind of not bitter, but I will try to get over it within the next 30 minutes.
You know what? Payback is the best way to get, you know? Just wait till one of us goes.
Can't wait till next week.
I mean,
there'll be that day when we have a real passionate plea for a song we just love and we're feeling, and she'll come out of left field, like, boom, and take us out.
Loser.
Now, if it would have landed on you, JC, what song with the word black or silver or what artist would you have played?
Well, some people might say having back-to-back vetoes might be hard to handle.
Wow, look at you with that little tongue.
I went with the Black Crowes from 1990, Hard to Handle.
All right.
Steph, you can't veto. I'm not playing it.
It's too late.
Loser.
All this time, I thought you were playing our soundbite of Loser, but that's actually you saying it.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on one second. Here's little Levi calling me a loser. Yeah. Hold on. Here he is.
Loser.
And then you say it sounds just like it. Do it again.
Loser. Loser.
Loser.
Hey, little Levi, no offense, but you're saying
loser.
Oh my gosh. All right, if it would have landed on me, I went with The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. I love this song.
That's a good one.
Oh, it makes me cry. Welcome to The Black Parade, everybody.
That's
you don't
get
to hear it.
No. Nope.
Because it didn't land on me, so there you go.
This is good. I like 2020 with the Oh Wow Wheel. We're vetoing. We're coming at it. This is good.
Yeah, it's no more just being nice.
Yeah.
We're playing it. This is fun.
This
I like
good.
It. We'll see you about next week, though.
Here you go. Your chance to win some cash.
It's Mix 94.1's Workday Payday. Here's this hour's keyword.
This hour's keyword is sick. Sick. I'm sick over the fact that poor Steph has been vetoed twice in a row. Text the word sick to 72881 by the end of the hour for your chance at $1,000.
You should know that's a different text line than our normal one. Again, that's 72881. The word is sick. You could get $1,000. So message and data rates apply. For rules, visit our website. That is mix941.fm. Bon Jovi. There will be T-Mobile Arena in June, and you will be there with John Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, Tiki Torres and Frank.
Tiki?
Is it Tiki Torres? Who's the guy?
It's Tico, I believe.
Oh, sorry. I got to know my Bon Jovi members better.
Oh, my goodness. Tiki.
Tiki Torres.
Are you thinking of Tiki Barber?
Yeah, but it's Tico Torres,
Tico,
right? Tico,
yeah.
Old Tico. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
All right. We only have one category today since it's Friday. The category is Educate. You do get to pick your partner, though. And if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Amber.
Hi!
You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
Woo! Yay!
Let's get you these Bon Jovi tickets, Amber. We didn't have a winner in the 6 o'clock hour, but you're going to turn things around here. Your category is Educate. Today is International Day of Education. So these are all things associated with education, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Amber, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You just get 6 correct. You're going to go see Bon Jovi. You ladies, start now.
In the morning, you drop the kids off at... Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You drop your kids off where?
At school.
Yes. This is who Oh, darn.
Oh.
Pass. This is what you would read.
A book.
Yes. This is when you're doing a report, you make sure to do this to back it up.
Edit?
You go to the library and do your...
Research.
Yes. This is what you get when you graduate. They hand you a...
Diploma.
Yes. You get a diploma when you do this with a cap and gown. You're on stage. You're officially a high school...
graduate?
Yes. This is what you get if you're really smart and you're going to college. They pay you. You get
10
a...
seconds.
Diploma, a certificate, a degree?
The college will give you money. They give you a...
Scholarship.
Yes! Oh! All right! You got it! Congratulations!
Thank you!
Oh, man.
Like a second to spare. I did the phone dropout in the beginning of the game. Kind of cost you a little bit. But Amber, doesn't matter.
I know. Got
it. You did it, and you just got tickets to go see Bon Jovi. They'll be here at T-Mobile Arena in June. Tickets go on sale today. You're all set, Amber. Congratulations.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Nice job. What a way to start off the weekend. Way to go. And more chances for you to win are coming up next hour. We'll have another keyword with the Workday Payday. Your chance to win $1,000.
Pink and Chris Stapleton. The song is called Love Me Anyway on Mix 94.1.
The latest news updates happens now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
Hot 3 is brought to you by Clark County Credit Union. Banking with a bonus. Visit OpenCCCU.com today for details.
If you're on Tinder, some good news for you. They're adding a panic button to let users discreetly call for emergency services if they feel that they are in danger. The dating app teamed with Noonlight, a connected safety platform, to implement the feature. If a person triggers the Noonlight alarm, the app will ask them to submit a code. If they don't, a dispatcher will send them a text. If that goes unanswered, the company will notify authorities. Users will also now be able to submit details of their upcoming dates, including their time and their location.
Oh, that's a great feature.
Yeah, that's good to have just in case. I mean, you can never be too careful something like that.
In Ubers, I know with Uber, you can share your ride with someone else. Anytime my wife does an Uber now, she shares the ride with me so I can follow along to see where she's going.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they have a panic button in Uber.
I used to have this app... and it was literally like you hit it just one time and it immediately sent a text to whoever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it. I don't have it anymore. I got a different one instead. But yeah, it's good to always have something. I love that a listener recommended it, the Life 360 app. And it'll give you notifications, like if your family members, when they arrive at certain locations, or you can turn off the notifications too. But at all times, I can see where everyone's at, what way they took to get there, how long they've been there. It's a really good app.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, especially if you have kids, you can kind of keep track of them. Also, this morning, tomorrow is Chinese New Year. And so happy Gung Hae Fat Choi, right? That's how you say Happy New Year.
Oh, yes.
It marks the first day of the new year on the Chinese calendar, but you might also hear it referred to as Lunar New Year or Spring Festival. Some interesting facts about Chinese New Year. The Lunar New Year will also be celebrated by Vietnam and South Korea tomorrow, and it's basically the most important holiday in those countries. It's a different day each year. It's almost always celebrated during the second new moon after the winter solstice, usually between January 21st and February 20th. Just like our horoscopes have 12 zodiac signs, for one for each month, there are 12 Chinese zodiacs as well, but the animal is for the entire year. So tomorrow begins the year of the rat, and then next year will be the ox. It is currently year of the pig. Couple of things you're not supposed to do on Chinese New Year are no sweeping or taking out the trash, because it's like sweeping wealth away and dumping out good fortune. And washing your hair supposedly washes away your good luck too. So keep that in mind. On the other hand, some things that are encouraged tomorrow are lighting fireworks, wearing red, gifting people cash in red envelopes, and eating dumplings.
I believe there's either parade or festival downtown tomorrow.
I love all the decorations and the Bellagio and the Venetian. It just looks so beautiful. I love how they decorate for it.
Bellagio has a very Instagram-worthy rat.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's really cool. So if you're looking for a good Instagram photo, head on over there and grab that.
It's gorgeous. Also, this morning, ever been in a situation where you're willing to get in trouble because you want to get out of something? A young man from Shanghai, China, who was due to marry his girlfriend this year, suddenly realized he did not want to spend the rest of his life with her. So he devised a plan to make sure he didn't have to. The man could have just told his partner that he had a change of heart, but he couldn't break himself to do that. So he came up with a strategy that he hoped would make the girl break up with him. He became a petty criminal and got himself arrested on purpose. I guess social status and reputation are very important in Chinese society. So this guy, he thought to himself that his bride-to-be and her family would be so disappointed by the news that he had been arrested for theft that they would cancel the wedding arrangements on the spot, allowing him to walk away with a guilt-free conscience. Earlier this week, he simply walked into a dance studio and casually stole a Bluetooth speaker. He knew full well the place was monitored by security cameras, but his goal, after all, was to be identified and charged with theft. Only he didn't expect police to show up on his doorstep as fast as they did. So when they questioned his motives, the man didn't shy away from telling them the truth. He said, "My girlfriend wants to marry me. I don't want to marry her. I knew I would be caught. I actually wanted to walk away, but I was angry." He said he didn't think they would be so fast. No word if she's broken things off with him or if she's going to make him go through with it. He just doesn't have the heart to say, I'm done with this.
Walking in with the cameras everywhere. Hey, look at me. I'm taking this speaker
this
right now.
This is mine.
I am guilty. Taylor Swift, Lover, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, 9 a.m. 9 minutes from right now, we'll kick off the Friday Rewind. You got a request, you can get it to us now at 702-364-9400.
Oh, it's Friday. How about a quick round of Think Fast?
Get your brain working this morning. Get you going into the weekend.
Yeah. Now, explain the rules of Think Fast again.
Think Fast is very simple. I'm going to throw some questions at you. I just want your first thought, your first response.
And don't think it through. Just give you an answer.
Just give me an answer. Get your brain working. And it's funny to hear the first thing that your brain grabs, too.
Yeah. In this game, I always feel like I do better when I close my eyes. I don't know what it is about looking at things that make it distracts me. So just heads up, when it's my turn, my eyes will be closed.
All right, that's fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Let me fire hit you with something. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Mercedes, name something that smells bad that starts with the letter T.
Trash?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, sure.
I guess I'm not that funny. It's the first thing I thought.
It's skinny and yellow and starts with the letter P.
Pancakes? I don't know. It's not true, but pancakes is the first thing. I have pancakes on the brain because the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is closing, and I'm so sad about this. I'm really sad about them closing, and I've been thinking about the pancakes at Mr. Lucky's, and I love their pancakes, and I'm just sad.
Can you believe that it's shutting down 25 years?
I know.
We're going to be there on the final weekend, Saturday, February 1st, the day before the Super Bowl, doing a live broadcast that night. They're shutting the doors down on Monday morning.
Monday after that. You guys got to come out and let's have one last big party there. It's going to be so much fun.
God, years of memories in that place.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, we digress. It's sticky and starts with the letter T.
Taffy.
Yeah, see, I could see, yeah, taffy. Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Name something Canadians love that start with the letter H.
Haberdashery. Literally the first thing that popped in my head. What is that? What does that even mean? Is that a word, haberdashery?
Yeah, it's a store. It's a store, right? Is it a hat shop?
What is a haberdashery? Why do I even know that word? Haberdashery meaning the goods and wares sold by a haberdasher. Okay, what's a haberdasher?
Why is ice cold?
Because... he cool.
Cause what?
He cool.
He cool.
He cool.
He cool.
He cool.
Why is
Ice Cube? I was thinking he's cool. Why is ice cold? That's what song is that? All right, all right, all right, all right. Outcast. Okay, never mind. My mind is
see.
Going
your
all
mind
over
is all over the place. This is good.
You opened up that portal, and now I'm never coming back from it.
You see them at Halloween and in heavy metal, and it starts with the letter S.
Satan?
Sure.
I have something for you. Are you
okay,
ready?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, hit me.
Okay. If you could buy any type of food right now, what would you buy?
Condoms.
Whoa.
I don't know why I just said condoms.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I saw there was a commercial up there.
What is one of the things you would put on your bucket list?
Skydiving.
Who do you admire the most?
Martin Luther King. Not junior, senior.
Okay. What is your favorite thing about someone in your family?
The fact that they can ride a donkey.
Okay. Describe yourself in three words.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Ding, ding.
Mercedes, who's your least favorite cousin?
Oh, gosh.
Just say a name.
Christina.
Christina.
I love Christina. She was just the first person that popped up.
Why is your uncle in jail?
Because he stole napkins.
And why did your aunt cheat on your uncle?
Because she enjoys the opera. Steph, are you ready?
Oh, go ahead. Shoot.
What would you do on Mars for fun?
Dance on my head.
What is the worst place you could get stuck?
Here in the studio.
Oh.
What is your favorite flavor of Bertie Bott's every flavored beans?
Chocolate, vanilla, and a strawberry.
Describe the perfect kiss in three words.
No tongue, please.
Jocelyn, you ready?
Hold on. Wait.
No tongue, please.
Can James, are you listening?
He's like, oh, man.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you could paint anything, what would you paint?
Purple.
What is the most interesting thing you have in your purse?
What?
Charcuterie?
Charcuterie.
What is the meanest thing you've ever said to someone?
I hate you.
If you could get a yacht, what would you call it?
SS Luna.
SS Luna?
What TV sitcom family would you be a member of?
Friends.
What is the most delightful word you can think of?
Hence.
What compliment do people give you the most?
I like your eyebrows.
Which of the presidents was your favorite?
Jackson.
Jackson. Why do you like Jackson?
I just thought of a $20 bill. Those are nice.
All right, Mercedes, what is your favorite kind of chocolate?
Dark.
What is your favorite thing in your closet right now?
My hats.
What was your favorite pet?
Oh, Max.
And why is The Wizard of Oz your favorite movie?
Because he was a bomb. My eyes are seriously watering. JC. Morning, noon, or night?
Night.
How do you like your steak cooked?
Rare, raw.
What did you eat for breakfast?
My steak.
Gold or silver?
Black.
What is your favorite sport to watch?
Horseshoeing.
What kind of underwear are you wearing?
Oh my gosh, blue.
Hard or soft? Eggs.
What? Oh, it gets you going, does it not? It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. It's our Friday Rewind. Couple things going on. Your chance to win $1,000 with our Workday Payday. We'll give you this hour's winning keyword, and we'll do that coming up here in just about 6 minutes. But let's go back in time. It is the Rewind, so let's go back. Way back.
Way back?
Way back.
Oh, gosh. How far back? Because I will not get it if it's too far back.
Oh, you might not get this. We're going back to the year 1981.
Oh, dear. Okay. Good luck on this.
It's all...
Yeah,
here we are.
I don't know.
Whoa, it's 1981, man. The 70s just ended.
Wow.
We're into the 80s here.
Let's see how this goes, okay?
Tell me what the number one song was on this day back in 1981. Was it Mr. Neil Diamond?
Not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies.
Love on the Rocks.
Oh boy.
But it's cool when your love's on the rocks.
Okay.
Was it Blondie?
Your favorite? That's so funny. I know you love this song.
Oh, get out of here.
Okay.
Or was it one of the Beatles?
It's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over.
These are very old songs, and I have no clue.
John Lennon, Just Like Starting Over.
So John Lennon is still alive at this point.
Yes, right before. Was it 81? Was it 81 or 82 he was killed? It was December or so, whatever year it was.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm just going to say, because he's the most famous that I know of the three. Well, no, John Lennon probably is, but I don't know. I think it's Neil Diamond. I'm going to go with Neil Diamond on this one. Final answer.
As the number one song in the country on this day back in 1981?
Yeah, I think so. Neil Diamond, that's my answer.
The correct answer is...
It's like,
oh my gosh, I was wrong. What can you do?
Hey, Jocelyn, bottom right, is that from the movie that was in the theaters that weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's the number one song. Here was the big movie opening this weekend back in 1981. Oh, that's a good one. This one.
Working 9 to 5.
I know. It's 9 to 5.
Yeah.
That goes well with the whole Dolly Parton challenge. That's huge on social media right now.
That's right.
We may have to get in on that on our Instagram coming up later on today. That could be fun. That is it for us. It's Friday. Have a great weekend, you guys. We're excited about next week. We have a lot coming up, including this is for this weekend too, right?
Yes.
This weekend?
Yeah.
We announced this morning brand new Jonas Brothers residency over at the Park Theater inside Park MGM. Well, we've got your tickets not only all weekend long on Mix 94.1, but next week. Make sure you're listening. 8 o'clock hour all week long. We'll have them with Heads Up. This is very exciting. The guys are going to be at the Grammys this Sunday performing What a Man Gotta Do live for the very first time. They say that they're going to have some special surprises. And they're also up for Best Pop Duo Group Performance at the ceremony. So everybody, check them out at the Grammys or here. In April. This is so cool.
Do you think, because we kind of heard some rumblings about this residency, so we were thinking when the Jonas Brothers said they've got a special surprise for the Grammys on Sunday, we're thinking maybe that's when they were going to announce the residency, but now since we all know about it, do you think someone's going to come join them on stage?
That's what I think. I think there's going to be a surprise performance.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out who. What else are we giving away next week, Steph? You just put a note up on the screen. We've got something else?
Yeah, also with Heads Up, we're going to have Lauf tickets.
Ooh!
Yeah, Lauf tickets announced as well.
6 o'clock hour for Lauf. 8 o'clock hour for Jonas Brothers and just a bunch of good stuff. So that's it for us. Have a great weekend, everybody.
One more song here in our Friday Rewind. We'll hit it in a second, and that'll do it for show number 1,109 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show?
You're not going to want to miss this, folks.
Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates now online at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.